Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She married into the family, and you know how it is when you marry into a Latin family? You are the family.
You are the family.
She got taken care of. Good for her. She deserves this. Yes, I'm very happy sweet. For her.
Oh, aloha, lahana, ishanan.
I'm not sure how I do my Hawaiian.
Why are you excited more for the banana cream pie?
Is Bolivia nearly as far away as Hawaii?
Bolivia is probably just as far.
I was going to say, but just in a different, but overland.
But more unhappy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Excuse me.
I got the same cough. Weird.
What sort of in cue is that?
It's not very professional to start a week of shows, but hey, the gang's all here. Oscar's back.
Yay!
And for at least a couple of days, we're all going to be together. I'm going to be blown out of Dodge here at the end of the week. And then Rob, I guess you can go somewhere if you want to.
Well, you've told me many times to go many places. So
I don't think he likes to go anywhere.
What's that?
He doesn't have to go anywhere.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't go.
He can, though. You should know. This is where we're going to get emails, and it's going to be back. So let me just preface this right now. Rob has multiple weeks of vacation a year. He just doesn't take it. It's just that's the truth.
I've always felt that I've been given the appropriate amount of vacation. I always felt that I've taken it.
Yeah. No. I look at the charts. You don't, but you're kind enough not to.
The charts.
Yeah.
You don't
really get any Mike, charts. Don't you see the big lighted Lucite map that charts all of our hours?
Oscar's back from traveling all the way out to Maui.
Is it around the world? Halfway around the world, technically?
Halfway around the world. Yeah.
Right.
I was halfway around the world.
And never was I happier. Way. It was
it's
great.
A long way to fly over the ocean.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the movie I wouldn't watch would be Castaway if you were flying to Maui.
And not just because you hate Tom Hanks.
But that's my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
You can't argue
with what he did in that movie where he transformed his whole look and, you know, I have made fire, where it's the comedy Tom Hanks is there.
How long has it been since you've seen Bachelor Party?
Was he?
Oh, my God.
Was he in Tahiti at one point, if I'm not mistaken?
Where?
Oh, Joe Versus the Volcano?
No. In that movie, when he's lost on the FedEx plane.
Right.
Is it near Tahiti? Was he over the South Pacific?
It's the South Pacic.
Right, correct. Okay.
The
right.
Cook Islands. Yeah, that's what it was. Good call. He is deep in the South Pacific.
Cook Island.
Well, the only reason I ask is because
Jack Kent Cook Island.
even when you're on an island, you like to keep track, especially when you're on vacationing, of your family.
Right.
And my brother and I and Shannon and our whole family, we share our locations.
Were mom and pop with you?
No. My mom's. As I quote, she says, I don't like to travel that far.
I don't blame her. I don't either.
And she'd been to Hawaii last time when she was on her way to Japan with my father, and once was enough for her.
Is Bolivia nearly as far away as Hawaii?
Bolivia is probably just as far.
I was going to say, but just in a different, but overland.
But more unhappy.
So Oscar, for those of you that don't know, was on vacation last week and the week before a couple of days. When did you leave the week before? I left on Thursday morning
for Los Angeles.
Okay, so and then you got to Maui on the weekend.
I got to Maui on Friday.
That's exciting.
Yes.
And it was it's a first time for you being
my entire life. I've always seen watch television shows and seen friends go to Hawaii or watch television shows that are based in Hawaii. Magnum PI comes to mind right away. And I remember saying, like, there's no way that I'll ever make it to Hawaii. It didn't matter. It was time.
Because of you don't have the
papers?
It
was cost. not the papers, though I'm a citizen. Like, it just never felt like, why would you go see blue water in Hawaii when you can go see blue water in Bermuda or
Fredericksburg,
Cancun, or not Fredericksburg.
Well,
or
the river, it's a river lifestyle.
Somewhere cheaper,
there.
Like Antigua.
Yes.
A trip that's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I get that too.
Right?
I probably went to Maui a couple of times and then came back here and felt kind of the same way. And now that I live in Florida, I feel even the same way. It's like, why should I go to the Caribbean when I can drive down to Key West?
I finally have that full context where I know what Key West looks like. I know what parts of the Caribbean look like, thank God. And now I know, I feel blessed enough to know what Hawaii or Maui looks like.
And Maui is a beautiful, beautiful island. It's gorgeous. It really, it's not as congested as Oahu. I guess that's the. I don't know enough about. I've never known about Hawaii. Where
so
is
the big
Honolulu?
They always say the Big Island. That is just
island.
Called Hawaii, right?
I don't know. I don't know the geography
that is
of
the
Hawaii
big island.
At all.
Correct. Okay. Mike, I'm not going to pretend like I know any more than a guy who just went on a trip there and bought a bunch of souvenirs. But I will say Maui's one of the smallest islands.
Okay.
What, there's five islands, six islands?
Well, I think there's many, many islands.
But Maui.
We're such rube idiots.
Mike,
it hasn't been a state that long, so it's not on the back of our
hands. It's not like a president has come from the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, but Barack Obama hung out in Hawaii.
I'm saying he has, technically. So.
And I think John Tyler.
Oh, so you were joking.
John Tyler was also born there.
Tyler Perry?
No, John Tyler.
Who's John Tyler?
Yeah, like you're the 22nd president. It's a joke.
I have to get used to your dry wit.
Was it wet wit before? What was going on?
I don't know.
When I was gone. That was a bad joke.
Absorbed the Hawaiian lifestyle with a more chill joking style.
More chill!
Hey, aloha! Mahalo and whatnot.
Would you like to go to a festival that costs $500? No!
Oh, the luau?
Luau, yeah!
Maui is not the smallest island.
I said it's one of the smaller islands.
No, it's not.
No? I'm wrong.
No, Oahu and Maui are about
correct.
The same size.
Maybe that was one of
Molokai is an island that's across from. In fact, if you stayed in Kapalua, you looked across at Molokai.
Oh, that was a smaller island.
Which is a very small island.
Maybe when he was saying Maui was small, it was a joke, like saying Barack Obama wasn't in Hawaii.
I thought Molokai
and
was in Zoolander.
Oahu is where Oahu is the Mordecai. Very populous island. With Honolulu, and that's...
Maui is beautiful. It is worth the trip.
What is the most striking image you take away from it?
That you have mountains and you have shoreline.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely gorgeous, and I cannot, I can't eloquently talk about this, where...
Really?
To the right of you, you've got these beautiful green... forest, like lush mountains.
Yes.
And to
then
the left of
the
you.
The big island of Hawaii.
Right.
Yes.
And that's not where Honolulu is?
No. The Honolulu is on the island of Oahu.
What about Pearl Harbor? Where's Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor, I believe, is also Oahu.
Okay. So this big island, you know what it's
like? There's actually an island called Hawaii.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's overrated.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the multiples of the island.
But I thought the big island was just called Hawaii.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make if it was just, it would be like Bolivia and then Bolivia and then a bunch of little Bolivias if we were islands, right? That wouldn't make sense.
That's my favorite neighborhood in Washington, D.C., Little Bolivia.
It makes sense.
It does.
I'm trying to find. I'm doing a deep dive on Hawaii.
All right. So. Let's talk
did
about
you do any island hopping?
No.
Okay.
Let's talk about the travel first.
I'm pretty sure the Pearl Harbor is on Oahu.
The travel...
Like right next to Honolulu.
Okay.
...is brutal. And brutal as in it's a long ways to go.
Right.
And then you've got this coronavirus deal happening. So
how's the energy in the airport?
So when you go through big hubs like LAX and you get on planes, it is... eerie at best. And everybody was making fun of me about taking masks on the plane and going on planes with masks. The plane the plane leaving BWI to LAX.
Nonstop.
I would say 50% of the plane had masks on. Really? Already. This is 2 weeks ago, it feels like now.
Yeah.
This is when you left for Hawaii?
When we left for Hawaii.
And we had it on the news, Mike.
The terror was already there.
It's not the terror, it's precaution, I would like to call it.
But the masks are less effective at preventing than they are at containing.
And I do stand with government muckety mucks says stop trying to buy everything on Amazon because our first responders need these masks before you do.
Well, no, I mean what it is in the United States, it's the consumer culture.
Yep. Yes,
where we buy. Even if we are under threat of anything, we think we can buy our way out of it. We are so consumer oriented here that people will buy. People will walk into a store. Buy surgical masks or the masks for preventing the spread of disease just to have them.
Yep. Yeah.
And they'll buy more than they need because that's the way we roll.
And if you talk to and I was lucky enough to be flying with two MDs and they were very clear about this is what you do. You get on a plane, you wipe down all the surfaces with the surface wipes.
Right.
That's what we did. We wipe down everything you think you might touch with the surface wipe. Wash your hands as much as you can. Try not to touch your mouth, your face, your eyes, and you do your best and you travel along. The 7 days between the travel from LAX to
Pearl Harbor is on Oahu, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Thank
okay,
you
thank
so
you.
Much. To Maui and then Maui back to LAX. Now that you've got 50% of the plane, now 75% of the plane is wearing masks.
Did you buy a mask?
We had masks anyways. But once I got the lowdown about wiping down,
yeah.
It felt like.
But it's still, it's airborne, so I just don't think that. Look, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. If you're exposed, you're putting yourself in that
situation. I got the breakdown from. Are you playing bye?
Yeah, because that's what we do. We buy.
That's how we compensate for everything in this country.
So.
We purchase.
Everything. The flight back, and we have a 3-year-old with us. We're traveling with, and you know, if you're looking at the elderly and the young, they're susceptible
to this,
and more susceptible than most. So my brother said, let's just wipe everything down. When you get home from your flight, do not take a shower. Like some people don't. And then just go over to work. Like just take a shower, wash your clothes, move on with your life. Mm-hmm. That was different. That was something I was not contending for the escalation of what is this global pandemic while you're on vacation.
Yeah.
I would imagine everyone, especially people that are planning on trips to Italy.
Yep.
And you know, the spring travel season has been just devastated because people are not going anywhere.
Do you have anything in the news about the March Madness?
No.
They are right now discussing whether or not to play the games without spectators. Can you imagine? And the financial hit that's going to take on the tournament?
Pretty amazing. Look, pretty scary.
I think this is temporary in the long run. It's a different dynamic when you're on vacation and you're getting like spurts of news because you're not, we're not consuming it at the level we do, especially as broadcasters.
Can we use a different word?
Because
spurts of news.
Oh, stop it.
Is that what you think about?
I can't do the grease method.
That happens. You kill a pony.
I wonder if that's an age thing. I always wonder if there's something I can't do anymore because of my age. I can't do it.
You don't have
enough
saliva?
I don't have the flexibility in my... No, I don't have the flexibility in my upper lip anymore.
No way.
That's why Larry King goes...
I thought that was a loose upper plate.
I'm a little dehydrated, though, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, if you're hydrated, then I think you're good to go. Yeah.
Maybe you need a bone dry.
This news pouring in.
I can't do it. Sounds like an old man. That's an old man grease man sound. See?
Yes.
Horrible. Stuff like that creeps me out, weirds me out.
Things you know and learn as you get older.
I don't know what kind of water I shower with at my house now, but I get out of the shower sometimes, and I feel like I've been encased in like salt.
Lead?
No, I feel like I'm complaining. Like whatever moisture was in my skin has been like sucked off of it. I don't know whether it's like the treatment.
Do you keep a fan on? What's going on?
No, it's the water quality itself.
Oh,
it's just like
rough.
I mean, today I got out of the shower and I've been walking around ever since. Like, like I'm encased in some sort of.
You're
crystal.
Married to someone that deals with skin.
Yeah,
ever moisturize you?
Yeah, but we don't speak that often.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
the secret to a happy marriage.
We are.
But time
she
apart.
Pulled it over the weekend, though. Hey, mama, keep it coming. Keep it coming. That's the kind of weekend daddy likes.
Yeah. Daddy loves.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Daddy loves.
Absolutely. Like 8-9 facials. Fantastic.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Mike.
What?
Do you have any fears of your own?
Yeah. You know, I have a story about taking my little man to the game.
Yes.
To a baseball game, a spring training baseball game. And down here, it's spring training is in full mode right now. So I took Michael, just me and Michael. We went out to the game, and Carla says the night that I'm getting tickets on StubHub, she goes, "You're going to the game?" I'm like, "Oh God, there're going to be people there. I'm going to die of the coronavirus." Yes, I am going to the game.
Did you get better prices?
Well, yeah, I mean the prices aren't bad at all.
But were they
comparatively
better?
They're better than they used to be.
Yes.
Now, are
you going
on
cheaters or because of the virus?
Yeah.
I think because of the general that you've discussed on this show before, the general state of baseball.
Mm.
And by the way, this is a baseball weekend in the O'Mara household. I'll tell you all about it. But yeah, I think it's Carla was freaked out to go out there. I have said we're very mindful. We're getting emails from his public school down here about what to do. I'm very mindful. We have every intention of avoiding airplanes this summer.
Yeah.
Just for the heck of it. I mean, if you have to travel, you have to travel. But why put yourself on a Petri dish if you don't have to? I like the fact that, that they're staying on it, and we'll see what happens. But I would be freaked out if I was going somewhere where this outbreak has taken hold a little bit.
Yeah,
more,
so let's talk about the state of Washington or Seattle, for example. Like, where,
yeah, well, we've got so many listeners up in the state of Washington.
Yeah, of course.
You
know,
I think of our listeners
up there.
Like, how do you NBC Nightly News last night had a special that they had a doctor walking around the streets, be like, ask me any question about infectious diseases and what's going on. What do we know about this coronavirus? And people were asking honest questions like, do I go to the grocery store?
Right.
How do I, should everything be online? How do I wipe down securely? How do you figure, going to work looks like? For example, I'll give you, right now, an employee I just announced this morning, or whenever you're listening to the show, at Google in their Geneva office or Switzerland, one employee has tested positive from Google with the coronavirus.
Okay.
And certain companies have contingencies where they have half their leadership in two different buildings. So if there's
what disturbs me
pretty crazy
about it is that it seems like it's everywhere and it's happening fast. That this is virulent.
And
this is truly virulent.
The first thing that really, really got me is when they predicted and when they back it with statistics and they say 70% will ultimately be affected by this. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Well, when you say that 70% of people will know of people.
No,
that,
70%
what does that mean?
Will get it.
Of the population?
Will get it?
Yes.
Can
no.
you double confirm that? You got that from
70%
Snoke.
Of the population will get
that
coronavirus?
That is an erroneous
number. Heard it this morning.
That's not.
That
no,
is, there's
you got
no
that
way.
Wrong.
No way. Do you know what percentage of the population? Actually, that is irresponsible to mention on a broadcast show.
So wash your hands. That's all I'm saying.
70%.
No, but if you're going to throw
that
out
that,
there,
I heard
mallet
that,
head.
I heard that
you
this morning.
Just, you heard it where?
On Channel
From
5.
Who? Where?
Holly
where?
Morris. But,
regarding, are you shitting me?
Is
are you
that sure
who you
say
are quoting?
70% humidity.
It's a news source.
Come
Let me
on.
Double check. Let me double check. I heard that. Okay.
And you said, "Oh, it's no problem. I'm not doing anything, anyways."
No, what?
No,
did
but
I
being affected, usually means knowing, you know, having travel disrupted, having things canceled, being aware of a family member.
Infected
70%
is
being
different.
Affected doesn't mean in. There's a difference between affected and infected.
This is actually great to highlight. There's so many erroneous facts going out there that people, this is why people are buying up all the masks so the first responders can't deal with it.
People
all right, I have here from a Harvard University scientist is predicting the coronavirus will ultimately not be containable and within a year will infect somewhere between 40 and 70% of humanity.
Oh,
that's
is a big effing range.
It's just that number is
and
astonishing.
Where, and no professional would put up like a 30 percentile range up there. What's the source?
Right now, this is a...
What website?
This is a website
called... How are you?
You want to let me talk?
Speak up.
All right, thank you. It's called Common Dreams, but it's citing the CDC.
Common Dreams!
It's citing the CDC.
Oh,
okay?
My God!
All right.
No, the CDC has not come out with that.
The CDC issued a warning on Tuesday. It's okay. They're working hand in hand. The CDC did issue a statement, but that did come from a Harvard scientist. 40% to 70% will be infected.
Okay. Well,
this is serious here. We can't just say that.
Me out. You're freaking me out.
Yeah, you're freaking us out. I'm looking for the CDC study as we speak.
All right.
And now here we go with another show where we're all looking at our effing computers. Now,
as I said, the CDC issued a statement, but a Harvard scientist was the one that said 40 to 70%.
Well, I mean, a single scientist can say anything, but 70% of humanity?
70% is what he said.
Coronavirus?
And you know what? I pray to God he's wrong, but the fact that he said it is enough to flip me out. And 40 is enough to do that too. 40% is huge.
Well, now you've succeeded in flipping everybody out. Wow.
I can't continue. Right, you guys in the control room, please. You're not talking. Look this up.
Please find me.
For God's sakes.
Prove me wrong.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now. Yes. There is so much stuff out there about this. And when one guy, this is like somebody saying, I predict the stock market will crash.
I think this is
that's the same thing as one scientist.
Okay, that's true. That's valid.
Yes.
But
so when you hear that, you go, la, 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 I'm going to keep driving. I'll drop this on the show. So I got some facts and not even think about my family or myself or my self-preservation.
Do you remember how I even said it? How I phrased it?
I said,
here's the thing that really flipped me out. I mean, we're all seeing all these statistics, all this stuff going on. But when I see the phrase 70% mentioned, that's what really scared me.
Let me give you The Telegraph, which is a UK newspaper,
yes.
A reputable a
publication.
Could the outbreak grow bigger? It is impossible to say which way the disease will go. But on its current trajectory, it is likely to spread to more countries, affecting many more people. The number of cases is beginning to decrease in China, but is climbing in the rest of the world. So that's where we are legitimately.
Yes. Okay, good.
According to China, the cases are decreasing. Now, when I hear that, I worry about the information that comes out of China.
They usually tell the truth, though, so that's
good. And that's, it's very...
Well, you lock everybody up in every city. Yes. That's how you stop.
More than 89,000 cases have been confirmed since the outbreak started, and the death toll has exceeded 3,000. The vast majority of cases are in China, but the virus has spread to 40 other countries, and that's according to data from the Chinese authorities. That's according to the CDC.
And remember that Oscar's dad said...
Hold on a second. According to data from the Chinese authorities, around 80% of cases from the disease are mild. 80%. There is a stat that I've heard also that the vast majority of people who even contract this have mild cases, but 20% require hospitalization. I'm not sure what the statistics are with the flu, but you have people who get hospitalized for the flu. The lady that died in Washington, I read an article about that indicated that she was in very, very bad respiratory health going into all this. So, it's just it's something we have to be mindful of, but it's freaked out. So you're on a plane and you get freaked out.
Of course.
We'll do a little research about 70% of everybody in the world.
Everybody in the room is saying it's unclear in the other room that number is accurate or inaccurate. So I would say that's just a big number.
That's
a number where I think you turn around your car and like, I'm going to go home because... Like, you take all kinds of precautions.
Or you're going to, like, get a cabin in the mountains.
Yes. So,
and eat what you kill.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in with one little thing that made me laugh over the weekend? A guy I'm playing golf with, my friend Dan Gonzalez, who's down here, and Dan's talking about bats. And
what are you doing?
And how this happened in China.
Oh, no.
He said he knows it didn't start because of this. But bats, Rob Spiewak, are a carrier.
Of course they are. They're the worst thing in the world.
Of the coronavirus. That it started in bats. That's why. And what one of the delicacies in certain countries in Asia?
What?
Bat soup. Like roasted bat
soup. I didn't know that. Yeah,
and well, you see, the thing about bats, Mike, is they get tangled in your hair and they lay eggs. And you go crazy trying to get them out.
You need to apologize to our listening audience for saying 70% of humanity will get the coronavirus.
I apologize for repeating the hearsay. It was irresponsible.
You're doing what say you heard that figure.
Yeah.
And
which I did.
Okay. Say you heard that figure.
From Holly Morris. That's the name. That's the journalist he quoted, Holly Morris.
I heard it. Okay, I heard it on the news. I said it scared me.
Did you really hear it from Holly Morris?
Likely, because she's my buddy every morning.
Did she say 40 to 70%?
I think she might have said up to 70% because that's what news people do.
Okay, but that's what causes this panic.
I know,
right?
I know.
So that would be devastating.
You're doing a disservice to our wonderful listenership by even saying that number, especially considering the source.
Yes.
Right? Because anybody can just say that, and then there's a retraction, and then you don't ever hear because you're doing the show here. And then you just dropped a whopping number on the global population.
Harvard University epidemiologist Mark Lipsitch is predicting the coronavirus will ultimately not be containable. And within a year, will infect somewhere between 40 and 70% of humanity. That's according to The Atlantic. That's a very reputable magazine. But don't be too alarmed. You didn't read further, Rob. But don't be too alarmed. Many of those people... the scientist clarifies, won't have severe illnesses or even show symptoms at all, which is already the case for many people who have tested positive for the virus.
There we go. Okay. Damn, Daniel.
Even if it were to get 40 to 70% of people, they won't even
we're
gonna
be test. A-okay.
They won't be symptomatic.
Okay, good.
So that's now, something to remember.
Those of us with bronchitis. This guy right here, Rob Spiewak.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think if you get regular bronchitis, you get regular bronchitis.
I thought if you had a lung problem and you got that guy, it was curtains.
If you have lung issues or you are elderly,
yes,
you have to be mindful of the
what's Cocoonville doing?
Party and getting ready for the big Cocoonville guest tournament.
Invitational.
The Invitational. Getting ready for the Invitational, you know. By the way, I got to blow a couple of things off because I'll have it later. The little man's getting back into Little League. Wants to play baseball again. So,
fantastic.
Cool. Doing that takes priority. Sorry, I won't be making the big shindig.
If there is an upside, I'm a true believer that this will be contained and the markets will correct themselves. For those of you that have investments, I do not. My brother does, and I'm sure the majority of our listening population does.
40 to 70% of our listeners do.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't. As my brother's telling me about the market, I'm like, I got a house I got to rebuild. That's my market, and it's crumbling.
But don't worry.
For me, don't worry. And if you are traveling, because you have to, and you have no choice, you will always have a middle seat. I have found that as of my last flight.
Can we talk about your vacation?
Yes.
Because I don't want to talk about the coronavirus, because now I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Mike.
And by the way, that Harvard scientist that we've been, one guy that's been talking about, I don't find him credible in any way, because his name is Lipschitz. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Got some new cities for you this week. You can hear about TMOS everywhere all around the world, from Lidgerwood, North Dakota.
Yes!
That sounds cold.
Lidgerwood.
Sleepy Hollow, New York. Everybody knows about that one. Williamsburg, Virginia. We all know that. Weed, California.
It's real.
No.
It's real.
Weed, California. Yeah. Oconto, Wisconsin. And The Bottle, Alabama. Listen, you're going to go down from Montgomery to The Bottle? Yeah, going down to The Bottle.
Like the last census showed that there were not many people living in The Bottle. But it is a real place, yes. Mm-hmm.
The Bottle.
The Bottle.
I guess it's a shape of an area, perhaps, like a bottleneck or something.
Did not
like that.
Dig that deep, but I just know it's got a zip code. It shares a zip code
it's
with
like
other cities. Yeah.
I understand 70% of humanity lives in The Bottle.
That's right. 40 to 70.
Today's show brought to you by Undercover Tourist. You're probably starting to think about spring break vacation. If you're planning a theme park vacation, Undercover Tourist can save you significant time and money. They get you the exact same tickets to the theme parks you know and love for less. No catch. You can save up to $145 on each theme park ticket. Think of the savings for a family of 4 or 6 or even more.
Wow.
These are authorized tickets from Orlando to Anaheim. You benefit from 20 years of great service. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and 100% hassle-free. Choose email or physical tickets and skip the lines at the gate and go straight to the rides. I love the free park plans. What to do and when, saving you hours a day not standing in line and zigzagging across the park, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I am what you would call a theme park aficionado. Ooh, I love going to theme parks. And my old trick growing up was, it's human nature to take a right turn and do the counterclockwise. So if you in the old days would do the park clockwise, you would normally beat the crowds. This doesn't work anymore, which is why you need this to tell you where to go and at what time. This is technology saving you time.
Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. Start planning your next theme park vacation now by visiting undercovertourist.com/TMOS. You'll get an additional discount using TMOS on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com/TMOS for your Orlando, for your Anaheim. Get out there and use Undercover Tourist, and we thank you. The gang is all here. Welcome back, Oscar. We're glad to have you back after your week. It was special out there in Maui, Maui. Did you have a good time when you weren't worried about the coronavirus?
I had a wonderful time, Mike. There's two things I want to highlight. One is the food, which I know you all love and love to hear about. Because
yes.
I did not know that there was such a culinary treasure trove of food, especially if you were into fish. And
yeah, I actually did some research on Hawaiian food while you were gone because I wanted to know if you tried a certain specialty.
Oh, please.
Did you eat poi?
Poi, of course.
Okay,
poi.
That's awesome.
I've never had poi.
You eat poi?
If I could have poi every day of my life, I would be 30 pounds thinner and a happier, healthier man. I would probably die of mercury poisoning, but otherwise a happier man.
Poi is served as like a side dish, right?
I think it's a primary, if you could, if on my end, if you would. It was a bowl of rice and ahi tuna. You can decide what kind of meats you want in
poi.
There.
Yeah, boy. Yes,
I did have poi. I just sent the team 2 pictures. One of the resort my sister and my sister-in-law and brother were kind of to pay for Shannon and I.
Wow.
And that is a real rainbow. Now I know why they call it the rainbow state, because they're plenty, let me tell you.
You were at the Mac Daddy. You were at the big place.
Yeah, super gorgeous. Blown away. They actually wouldn't tell us where we were staying because they wanted to surprise us. which is awesome.
This is the Red Roof Inn?
They kept the light on, the rainbow one. There's a picture of Shannon and I at the inn at Mama's Fish House.
Oh, wow.
The inn at Mama's Fish House.
You know, when you wear a hat with shades.
Yes.
You seriously look like you go to audition for Narcos Mexico.
That's what my brother said. He goes, I feel so much safer with you around because it looks like you could definitely do some damage.
And I look at that photo of you in that outfit with Shannon. I want to tell Shannon, blink twice if you're okay.
Look at that.
It looks like
I've never seen a picture like that.
Right?
Yeah. Shady.
This man seems kind of young to be. He must be a narco. Look at that tan skin. They spoke Spanish. They can't afford a Hawaiian vacation. How dare they?
That looks gorgeous. It looks absolutely, and the weather looks phenomenal.
The weather was fantastic. I did take a picture, and this is weird because our family doesn't take pictures of their food.
Right.
You're not like Pauly Christine with all your, by the way, he killed it. He killed it this weekend.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Thank you, Pauly. I loved your food pictures this weekend.
I took a picture. And I'll send one real quick, if you don't mind, of my nephew, just because really
Luca?
That was, no, Sebastian, he's three.
Sebastian,
oh my God,
the baby.
He's three already?
Yeah, he's three.
God.
And
the baby Sebastian,
and
that's wonderful.
Spending time with him was really a big reason why we went, because we don't get to see them that much. And I feel like I grew up with Sophia and Luca, but I didn't get a chance
to
see
you got
little Sebastian,
genes.
Right?
You got those good family. Look at that little angel.
So I know this is a radio medium, so it's tough to.
Where are his sunglasses?
Sorry, we're looking at
hat.
Pictures.
Yeah,
we apologize. He's a nice looking kid.
So here we go. Boom. Dessert time as I send this to the team.
While he comes, let me ask you a question about why, when I see this almost otherworldly picture of the resort, does the entire state smell different? What does it feel like to breathe the air?
That's a great question. Yes and no.
Okay.
Because there are certain parts, and maybe this is why there's such a big difference, that are industrialized.
Is that like an apple dessert?
Oh, that is an this is what they call.
Is that apple
this
crisp?
Is their version of a banana cream pie.
Oh my
hello.
God.
This is guys, I might as well have sent them what they call cliche now, food porn.
Right.
Because
food porn. There it is. That's delicious.
This
it
was
yummy.
Great. This was the dessert we had at Shannon's birthday dinner, as Shannon just turned 30. And this is where they were kind of to take us there. And thank you. This is how classy this place was. And I didn't even want to look at the bill, though I offered.
Right.
They said no. Is that they actually made a little card for her with like her name and where she was, and just this restaurant alone, I think if people have been there, it's almost impossible to think how they built.
This lady deserves to be treated like this.
Princess.
That's wonderful.
I agree, Mike. As long as I'm not picking up the tab, I agree.
But that's good. I mean, you know, they've got the disposable for it. And, you know, she married into the family. And you know how it is when you marry into a Latin family? You are the family.
You are the family.
She got taken care of. Good for her. She
good
deserves
her. Yes,
this. I'm
very
happy
sweet.
For her.
The
oh, aloha, lahana, is Shannon.
Oh, hey, look at I can do. Had a banana cream of pie. I'm not sure how I do my Hawaiian.
Why are you excited more for the banana cream pie? These are some cliff divers that at one point.
Happy talk.
You guys are terrible.
Keep talking. Talk about things you like. Having a piece of banana pie in the bowl.
She's a 30 years old. Happy
lucky, talk. Lucky, lucky.
The tuna is any fish you get is fantastic, and
any
I know
fish you
that's
wish.
Probably not shocking
mahi,
because
mahi, tuna,
you're
tuna,
on an island. It's the freshest I've ever tasted. The sashimi, if you're into raw sushi, is absolutely excellent. And Mike, you're talking to a guy that's not a foodie. Look at me. Look at me talking about
this.
This is nuts, right?
You enjoyed your
meal. Absolutely.
I have a question. That's fantastic.
I have a question about the poi because I researched.
You know what? Hold that thought because you know what? We got to ask a question about the poi.
It'll be happy talk, though, I promise.
Tiny bubbles. Why am I doing this?
Tiny
bubbles.
Happy
we have
talk.
To take a break. When we come back to you.
islands with the palm trees. And we've been talking about Poi and everything else on our Oscar Vacation show.
We'll be right back, everybody.
It's Angie with an all-new Oh My Gough show. Lights, Camera, Academy Award winner. We've got one on the show this week, and she says she's available for fashion advice, Mike. Shout out to my awesome dad for more than just living with the woman known as my mom. He's reached a major milestone. And we also talk with a young lady who's taken matters into her own hands to help anyone who's battling an illness. Subscribe today to the Oh My Gough show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Happy talk.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Harry's. What if razors were always half price at the store? Wouldn't that be great?
Awesome.
That's what shaving with Harry's is like. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. If you go into my shower, and I hate to get super personal here.
Are you in there already too?
It it looks like a Harry's display case.
Yeah, it does.
There's Harry's body wash. There's Harry's face wash. There's Harry's shave cream. There's Harry's shave gel. There's a Harry's razor with the razor mount on my showered wall. That it's Harry's. I love them because they don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors. It's simple. Yes. Simple, Dom. That's what it is. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And you can feel good about your purchase. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Thank you very much, Harry's. All right, back to Poi, back to Hawaii, back to the food.
The fish house.
Hakataki wakimu. Hawaii's gorgeous. It's beautiful, and it sounds like you got everything. Did you stay at the hotel or did you stay in like a condo?
We stayed at a sister condo that's like the Westin condo area. Like it's part of the hotel.
Part of the complex, yeah, but a different. Complex. Okay,
yes. Mm-hmm. Not everything is beautiful, Mike. Sometimes you run across a rent-a-car establishment with a rainbow over it. That's how beautiful it is. Because though you do have pure industry, the last picture I sent you, Mike, really captures
Avis. Even that's pretty. It's a beautiful rainbow over the rental car place.
Yeah.
You will see.
And at the foot of the rainbow is a gold Buick.
We were so, this is we were just a team of rubes because every time we saw a rainbow, mind you have a 3-year-old.
Right.
So that distracts him for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would yell rainbow. And then at one point you saw a double rainbow.
Yes.
And then we all started doing the double rainbow bit.
Oh, from like 10 years ago.
There were a bunch of hacks.
Yeah.
And my nephew said from the back of the car, he said, "What the heck?"
Like, he just totally fed up.
Like, he was like, "What are you guys doing? Double rainbow? Whoa, it's a double rainbow. Whoa.
Hey, double rainbow."
And he had enough of our shtick.
Yeah.
He said, "Okay, cool. I've seen enough of these," right?
Beautiful.
When you tire of rainbows, it must be nice. Yes. It must be
at
nice.
What was the drink? What was the drink that Shannon got next to her birthday?
Oh, she got some champagne, some sort of champagne. I wasn't
that's sure. Like a creamy. Like
if
a creamy
there was a beverage. Different, the red creamy one would have been a Hawaiian margarita.
Looks what? Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, hello. I want one of those. I can have one of those before the show every day. That'd make a funnier show.
I bet in a Hawaiian margarita, I bet they have fresh pineapple juice.
I bet
they do. This is another, and for those who like to travel, you like do you pay attention to detail, Mike, when you're out and about of a restaurant, food, the establishment, a little more?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Right. Of course.
I rarely do that just because I'm a rube when it comes to food, and I just like to consume whatever you have.
I'm all
move
about
on.
Like I mean, the big concepts like a greeting. We went to a little wine bar down here last week, and the guy that was. When we walked in, the guy was a real dick, and it ruined the whole experience for we went in, it's like 4:15, 4:20 to have like an appetizer, and I said, "Do you have a reservation?" And then nothing pisses me off more. I said, "Well, we just thought we'd sit at the bar." Well, we take reservations at the bar too, and
trying to shut you down. It's like, yeah, it's, you it don't, makes, but it was, you know, this is the waiter who doesn't host or manage.
Dick for a reason.
And he was just out of it. And he said, so he said, well, are there any availabilities? Let me just check. The whole restaurant was
open,
empty.
Completely open. Yeah, yeah.
It was like, you know, but they
bad
don't
management,
get it.
Mike. Bad greeting. Management. Not yeah, saying, hey, greeting, we want people. Greeting.
Yeah, so, they were prickly. Their backs were us the whole time.
This place was the opposite place. Because yes. You deal with an island dealt just deals with hospitality.
Hospitality, exactly.
My sister-in-law, who's as an anesthesiologist, cardiac anesthesiologist, mm-hmm. She probably pays attention to all the details. And she says,
oh, I hear she puts people to sleep.
Did you know?
Happy she
asked, do all the waiters and waitresses, do they have a uniform or do they get to pick out what? Because it's all brightly colored. But vintage.
How would you
Hawaiian
describe
shirt.
The shirts?
It was something you would see Don Ho wear.
Okay.
For the guys.
All right.
For the,
must be like going to a restaurant and being waited on by a bunch of DJs.
Hey, man.
Hey, you want an app? You want an app? We got some great apps here. You want some nachos? Yeah, man. Let me get the pack. Yeah, I'll be your waiter with my Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. We get a little cold snap. We're going to get our satin jackets.
I think you would appreciate this. Purposely, they actually go out of their way to say you can wear anything you want, but it's got to be vintage Hawaii.
Okay.
So everything looks a little faded, but a little like or
not
just
out of a space age polymer.
Print,
yeah.
Nothing is like completely fit for the guys. It's like something you would see in the 80s, and for the ladies, it's your typical Hawaii dress, which is just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Is that a grass skirt?
Now, no grass skirts, fitted dresses, and it just felt like you were in a time capsule.
That's so mm-hmm. cool.
Which was surreal, because in the day and age where everything has to be new,
yeah.
to be in a place that really capitalizes on being classic.
Well, I think
vintage,
that also instills a feeling of comfort, and also, you know, that's going to be, put your phone down, live in the now. We're not necessarily in a modern go-go age.
Right.
We're a throwback. It's comfort.
And, by the way, no Wi-Fi when you're at this place, unless you're a doctor and you go and ask privately because you got to call back. By the way,
wow,
no one does not work on vacation.
Right.
My sister worked, my brother worked, I worked, Shannon worked. Like, we all worked during this vacation. And I imagine if you are trying to save lives or run a mm-hmm. department, which my brother was in the middle of doing something, instead of going to the car, which was a little while away, they said they gave him the private Wi-Fi so he could actually make the call to Boston.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
But that's a small,
very, very
that is a small.
Cool.
Now, this is the bad news about traveling. People are still assholes. And I share that in
this
a way
not a shock.
That I've never seen the me outside of the masks world, because that's a kind of an outlier.
So you're in a resort area that is extremely expensive.
Yes, yes.
It's a time of year where people with a great deal of wealth travel. And, people in general that have money travel.
I think if you're going to Hawaii, you have a lot of money. That's all I have to think.
It's expensive.
Because I could not do that. Like, there's no way I could do that.
No, the airfare alone is prohibitive.
It's cost prohibitive.
And I would feel that if you are in that sort of segment of the population, you may feel that you are entitled to certain things at all times.
Yeah, there are two people that feel entitled, wealthy people and mm-hmm. everyone that lives in the D.C. area.
Yeah, yep. Very, very true. Very true.
Those
very
are the two people who feel entitled. Oh, I'm special. Move out of the way for me.
Step aside. Happy talk.
And imagine entitled and also blue hairs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I have nothing against.
Children. You remember what I refer to them as? Children of the greatest generation. Not the greatest generation.
Right.
The crap brats of the greatest generation that had everything, that were, you know, that's the way I look at these people.
If I hear one more time, is this your first time to Maui from a blue hair? Maybe because they thought I was like, you know, from the cast of Narcos.
Now explain that to me, because I'm curious when you say that. When it was said like that, it like in general by the pool, general conversation.
I don't know.
How would it come up to you?
And look,
because that is a little bit, that's a little condescending. I think,
more than a little. Because they're assuming.
No, but it
asking.
Can be friendly too. Is this your first time to Maui? You're a young couple.
Yes.
I would ask that. Yeah. You know, is this your first time here?
Agreed.
You know, or it might be their first time there. Just the blue hair doesn't mean
If
been there 15 times.
Maybe you guys can be the judge and jury.
Okay.
If it's the first time, if you're asking me if you're a bartender or you are a waiter, then that makes sense because we've got a little boy that kind of looks like it could be our boy, but it's not our boy. It's my nephew, Sebastian. So we got him around. Maybe we look like a young couple, right? But if you're a blue hair and you ask us and then you say it's your eighth time there, like – I feel like you're just trying. You just found a way to tell me it's your eighth time in Maui.
Somebody says they've been there eight times.
Or you come here every season. This is your 30th year. Well, you're celebrating
now,
your 30th year.
West Coasters, though, I know there are a lot of people like that live on the West Coast that go to Hawaii. That's their getaway. That's kind of where
makes
they
sense.
Go. Yeah. You know, so that might be
still 6 hours and very expensive.
It's still a 6 hour flight,
and
it's
you're like going from California, which is God's land.
Yes, yeah, but still, these blue hairs are setting. It's like setting yourself up. It's like steering a conversation in a certain way so you can tell a joke.
Yeah,
what they're doing is they're saying your first time. Well, it's my eighth. They just want. They should just say it's my eighth time here. They're being sort of roundabout.
Which I don't mind. I celebrate.
But I mean, outside of that, were they a-holes outside of that or
not the friendly? Not the. But how do I put this? I don't know what it's like to be a single parent, a single child parent.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're a resort in Hawaii and we're just watching our nephew for a cup of coffee while they're at the conference or whatever, the anesthesiologist conference, that kids should be playing with each other and saying hello to each other.
Yeah.
And these parents weren't like, hey, look at the little boy. Look at your age. Hey, how old is he?
I get it. Now I know. I've been there. Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. So you think that it should be that I agree with it. I've done it. You're talking about resorts where you deal with a-hole parents.
Yep. Yes!
Parents that just don't want their kids to. And usually if you have a child that's within a year of another child, usually that's an immediate bonding experience.
Yeah, sure. Hey, say hello to so like, and Shannon and I are nothing but want to be nice to people. And
right.
If you got a 3-year-old, you know this by now. If you had one, you got to run them.
Exactly.
You want them to wear them out. You got to wear them out.
Wear them out.
You want them to have that bonding. And if the other parents shut it down, or they're not even because they're just so into their own trip, I get you. I understand.
That
so there were some a-holes.
That was all like, right. Like, he should have made, like, 30
friends.
Oh, my
God, we got to take a break.
Really
we
do.
Have another take a break?
Yeah.
We have to take another
and
break.
And I got one more thing. Just one more short thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, we will come back, okay. And we will wrap
and
it
poi.
Up with okay. The, poi. You know, so, yeah, people are dicks.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. maybe they'll get coronavirus when they fly back.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
we can hope.
Shock jock. Yeah, happy talk. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys, it's Billy Bush.
Hey Billy.
For the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Didn't ruin his career. He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Better than ever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. And because everyone is different, Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do.
Why?
And gives you... with the tools you need. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you with the tools you need.
Gives you the tools
the
you
tools
need.
The tools you need. That's what I would say.
Gives you with the tools you need.
Yeah. Gives you the tools you need. Noom is fantastic, Mike.
Yeah.
It's not what you wrote,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yes.
What I meant, though.
Yeah, but we know it
see,
gives
you,
my
you
heart.
With the tools yes. you need. See, when I read it the first time, it gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones, like proofreading. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. Oscar loves Noom, and Carla has never looked better. Wow. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, NOOM.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Okay, we only have a few minutes left for you to wrap it up, and then I want to hear about my desk.
The poi, it's a bowl, traditional bowl. You can get with kinds of meat,
but
rice.
It's like very mild because some of the other foods are spicier or saltier or more. So it balances.
You can choose. There's so many different kinds of poi.
Okay, did you eat it with your fingers?
I didn't eat it with my fingers.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I think it's a good
But when
move.
We landed, the first place we went was to get poi right away.
Okay, cool.
Just so you know.
See, I've heard people don't like it. I've heard poi's not that good.
Really?
It's like a roasted root, isn't it?
No. Poi, the way I understand it, is a bowl of meat or fish that's in, depending on what you choose, that could be spicy
with
rice.
Poi is a substance.
It's a goo.
It's like a ground root.
Within the bowl, correct?
No, it's the actual base. It's a roasted, I think it's taro root that is roasted.
Here we go again.
And it's mild.
I've been going to my computer more than I like to go on the show. But let me look.
But it's mixed with the meat to balance the spicing and the seasoning of the meat.
I thought it was the entire bowl.
The meat was surrounded with like a goo, right?
Yes.
The goo is the poi.
It tasted amazing.
Okay, very good.
It's probably the poi didn't taste amazing. Probably the dish that you were eating the poi in.
The dish. It was just referred to me as a poi bar, so you go and choose which type of meat
poi
you want out of
it. Poi is the primary traditional staple food in the native cuisine. By the way, you know what? Sometimes I'd like to not be the first one to get these things. We do have people that are around
us. Yes. Agreed, but
you know
what
I mean?
But
poi is the primary traditional staple food in the native cuisine of Hawaii, made from the underground stem of taro.
Yes.
The taro root.
Taro root.
And traditional poi is kind of a purplish goo.
Yes. The goo was everything. The goo was on everything.
It's produced by mashing the cooked corm. That's another name for the stem.
Right.
The cooked corm on a Papa Kauai wooden pounding board. With puhakuweka
bakabada blah. Happy talk, happy boy. Yeah. All
right. Glad we got to the bottom of that.
Right. But it's kind of bland and it looks kind of like yogurt, to be honest with you.
It was fantastic. Maybe it was the sauce that goes on all.
Well, it's meant to balance the food that has more flavor.
It was so good. So good.
Excellent. That's cool.
Second is, Mike, have you ever, and this isn't like a Bluetooth conversation, but it's more of an AirPod conversation.
Okay.
Have you ever seen anybody walk into a restroom with AirPods on and continue a conversation while they take a leak in a public restroom in an airport?
Probably not. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So this
is that related to the poi at all?
No, this is why people are a-holes.
The toilet.
Rob wanted the poi, so I gave him his poi loadout.
Okay.
Leaving LAX. Guy walks in, earbuds, nice guy, tall guy. He's talking, takes a leak, keeps talking, and I know he's talking on the phone. I just don't know who he disrespects so much on the other side of that phone that he's taking a full-fledged number one, doing everything he needs to do, and continues this conversation when he hasn't muted himself. The person clearly knows.
It might be urinary urgency. That's really what it is. I mean, he literally has to go. He'd love to keep that conversation. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, Oscar. This is what I don't do very often.
Fair pass.
If I was in the airport, I'd say it's an a-hole move. I think probably the urinary urgency is what does it. That's probably what it is.
I'm going
to
guess.
He just can't keep going. It might be his boss that he's got to keep talking to.
Or it could be someone on the other end, Mike, that's really into it.
Let's say we're on this. Don't you want to be like, hey, I got to take a leak. I'll call you right back.
I have to.
Yeah, there's situations where that doesn't work.
If you and I are having one of our heavy conversations about something going on, we would probably.
If I heard you starting to take a leak in that heavy conversation. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this guy does not give two F's about me.
You think they could hear him? You think they could hear the
100%. And then you go, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Also, you know, the acoustics are going to change when you go into the bathroom. It's going to get echoey.
I felt for the person on the line. I was like, this.
Peeing in here. Yes, sir.
So that's the first time that happened. Your desk. Yes. We have won the desk on eBay.
Woo!
We are the champions. It is confirmed.
All right, I'm very excited.
Now I'm just getting the final numbers for the shipping wars that I have put myself into. And I imagine here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will have your desk at your house. I will have a confirmed timeline here within the next 2 days when someone picks up the actual bid I've put down.
That's exciting. I am very excited. Yes. Have you gotten more pictures of it, by the way, than that one picture?
The guy FaceTimed me, which was nice. Okay. And he walked around and I said,
and was he peeing?
He was not peeing.
That's a good sign.
I think we're going to be. There is wear and tear. We're going to be pleasantly surprised. That it's not DJ'd. I can't say this.
Mike, you just literally blanched.
There are no stickers on this thing.
Oh, good.
All right, very good, very good.
And it's durable. It's something that.
And it's a better piece of furniture.
For your space in your room, I think you're gonna love it.
All right, happy to talk.
Happy to talk.
That's good. All right, we'll take a break. We had to come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back from Maui.
Yes, great to be back.
I'm glad you had a good time and didn't, you know, no coronavirus, no injuries.
No, cut my foot on a reef. But
is that healed up now?
That's healed up. Good to go, Mike. Good to go.
I'm glad it's not weeping. All right, very good. We're going to take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, it's your boy Paulie again. Now, I heard some of you P1s don't have Alexa, but you do have Google Home. Well, guess what? The Mike O'Meara Show is also on Google Home. Check it out. Hey, Google, play the Mike O'Meara Show podcast.
Okay, resuming podcasts. The Mike O'Meara Show, number 2208, full course meal.
Mike O'Meara, radio entertainment. Today's episode of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by our...
That's unfriggin' believable, eh? Take it back, Mike.
Short and sweet, Paulie. That's the way I like it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Well, here it is. March 2nd. Yes. Again. Already. I can't believe it's been a year since we've celebrated the Christian feast of Blessed Charles the Good, the Count of Flanders.
Flanders.
And, Landy, as we all know, today is Sri Lankan Air Force Day, John Bon Jovi's birthday, the 51st anniversary of the Concorde, and it's been 37 years that compact discs have been available in the United States.
Can you believe it?
Nope. Can you even imagine getting a general from the Sri Lankan Air Force together with Bon Jovi and taking the Concorde from the Toulouse to Dulles while listening to digital hits off compact discs? That's enough to make the Count of Flanders wet his pants. Well, if he does, clean, dry pants await him at Zappos. And not just pants. Zappos has everything in every size. A brand new wardrobe awaits. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. And happy Texas Independence Day. Yeehaw! Am I right, ladies?
It's a big day. News.
Rob, you might have this, but I got to share this one because I watched it about 30 times online. Oprah's 2020 Vision speaking tour brought her to the Forum in Los Angeles on Saturday, and she was talking to the crowd about wellness. She was walking around the stage and says, wellness to me means all things in balance. Do you have the audio of the fall?
I do indeed.
When she was talking about being in balance at that moment, Oprah loses her balance. And she hit the stage, and she fell like an older person falls.
Yes.
She went down.
Not as good as when Castro fell, but still a pretty good fall.
This was quite a fall. This is Oprah on her wellness tour, and she wasn't well when she hit the
wellness
the stage.
To me means all things in balance, and balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Oh, my God.
Wrong shoes. It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
Good line.
Mike, I do have, that was a little muddy. I have some enhanced audio.
Rob, and one of the great things, Rob has technology back in the studio, guys, that he is able to take what it really sounded like if you were maybe at the second or third row.
What's amazing is you don't realize that lightly playing in the background was Meatloaf was playing while she fell. Did you know this? Was this in your news source?
No.
Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times. Shoes.
So that's if you were, you got
feedback on the microphone.
That's it's key. But she's okay, I hope.
Yes. Good. She got back up and took her shoes off. Said it's nice to be talking about balance and them falls. She's funny. Funny, funny over. Arlene Manco was born on February 29th, 1936. That was 84 years ago. But since February 29th only comes along every 4 years, Arlene just turned 21 on Saturday.
Oh, God.
And Ryan Reynolds was there to provide her with her first legal drink in an ad for his aviation gin brand.
He's smart.
Of
how much money are these guys making? Yeah, right? They've got their own. It's got to be crazy. Gin. It's got to be crazy. Great.
In the clip, Arlene takes a sip and says, "Holy Moses." Then she says she's never heard of Ryan Reynolds. And he replies, quote, "Ignore her. She's been drinking. He's funny.
Oh, it's great.
He's wealthy. He's advertising, but at least he's trying to be funny."
Yes.
Which I think is everything. That's just, I'm proud of that guy. I think he does a great job. The New York Post reports that Tony Romo has now re-upped with CBS for about $17 million per season. That smashes the previous mark of $8 million per year that John Madden got 2 decades ago. By the way, John Madden deserved that, buddy. I'm really not sure Tony Romo is so good that he needs $17 million.
It's what the market will bear.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got it going on, but I don't know. I mean, is he that universally popular like John Madden
I'll put
was?
It to you this way, that the way that CBS, I guess, they justified the cost, because I read a lot about this, is that they spend billions on the rights for football.
Right.
The idea that they would let Disney/ABC come in and swoop him after they developed him for the last 3 years did not make sense to them. So paying him $17 million a year for a $1 billion business that they helped promote made sense.
It's the realities of broadcasting, too.
Yes. That buying off the competition
like
as well.
Gary McCord, who was great with the golf coverage, gets his ass handed to him by CBS because it's just not – it's unfortunate because a guy like that that's a great broadcaster, they kick to the curb, and let's give Tony Romo $17 million.
But also, he's young enough, maybe they've got a future with him, too. I mean, that's
the exact numbers haven't been announced, but the Post says it's for significantly more than 5 years, so it will well surpass $100 million.
Oof.
Wow. That means Romo is set up to make more as a sportscaster than he made during his 14-year NFL career, which earned him $127 million total. In addition to his new contract, his first TV contract was a 3-year, $10 million deal. So,
and he still has all that money from the ribs, right?
And the Skechers.
That's right.
You know? Beautiful.
He's ranked. That's right. He's a Skechers guy.
Yeah. Skechers guy. Yeah. Absolutely. According to a new survey, we'll check out within 3 minutes when we're bored. If you're talking to somebody and you're not into it, 3 minutes is when you just go elsewhere, and we'll start randomly nodding our heads and saying, to make the other person think we're listening. So what topics are the most likely to make us tune out? The top 10, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Golf.
Okay.
Really?
I should be mindful of that. Celebrity gossip, veganism, football, fashion trends, beauty trends, the stock market, online dating, cars, and hairstyles. And a few that just missed the top 10 are someone else's wedding, mortgages, someone else's vacation.
Oh,
oh my God. Happy talk.
Someone else's pets, traffic. That's like the whole show.
I was going to say. Yeah. It's like our show prep.
Yeah, we led with the virus, though, Mike.
Traffic, climate change, and someone else's hopes and dreams. Oh, F you. And I'd like to know where that survey came from. Thank you very much.
It was a doctor at Harvard. He said 40 to 70%.
With the primaries going on, there's a lot of talk about which states best represent America as a whole. So a new study ranked all 50 states according to how American they are. I'm not sure what exactly that means, but it says it here.
Okay.
Researchers looked at about 30 factors: age, diversity, income, unemployment, religion, and party affiliation. And the state that most represents America as a whole is... Oh, you want a little temper?
Yeah, please.
Let's do that. Illinois!
Hey!
Yeah, the top 10 are Illinois, Florida...
Ooh.
Hey, look at you!
Michigan, Arizona, Ohio... Pennsylvania, Virginia, there you go.
Thank you.
Delaware, North Carolina, and Indiana. The least representative state in the union is Vermont. It is followed by Mississippi, Utah, West Virginia, and Massachusetts. Only one state that's already voted cracked the top 20. Iowa is 17th, followed by Nevada at 21. South Carolina is 29th, and New Hampshire is 43rd. So I don't, you know, it's I don't know exactly
well,
what
Super
they're
Tuesday is
well,
right
Super
around.
Tuesday is tomorrow.
Super Tuesday!
Get ready to vote.
Super
get your sticker.
Super Tuesday, yep. I voted. Everybody.
Yo voté.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow I'll tell you about the Trumps. We're starting to see, because we're in a very red area down here.
Yeah,
starting to see the Trumpers. Mm. They're coming out.
Sure.
They're coming out a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
That also has to do with the warm weather, doesn't it?
Now a little something, something. There's a company called Shreddies that makes, quote, flatulence filtering underwear. They use a carbon lining to make other products too, like jeans and pajamas.
Mm.
And it absorbs the smell of your gas Ooh. And keeps it from stinking up a room.
Ugh.
But what happened? What about
on a plane,
like self?
I would be thankful for that. On a plane.
Did you have a fart plane?
No.
A lot of people fart.
I would say that it's hard to tell when you're on an aisle seat where the waft is coming from.
But you got a little waft.
Oh, of
on
course.
The, traveling.
And someone had
a
protein based diet. Let
yeah.
me tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
That's yeah. so nasty.
Talk about poi.
So anyway, they make the products like pants. But what happens if you want to wear some other underwear? Or pants, but you still want to keep your flatulence from causing a scene. Well, they just released a new product called the Carbonana. That's a mix of the words carbon and banana, and it's pretty fitting because the Carbonana looks just like a banana, and you slide it into your underwear behind you, between two pillows.
Okay.
And then it eats the smell of any gas you pass. If you're curious, it's covered in a washable fabric.
I would hope so.
You can buy one for $25 plus $7 for shipping on the Shreddies website. Shreddies. How Ooh. About Shreddies? The company rejected the first name of the device, which was the Rofa.
Poor man.
I apologize. I really
Mike,
don't. I
accept no substitute.
What are your right. dignity worth, Mike? $25? Not a big deal.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you. Yeah. I like a banana. I mean, it would seem to be uncomfortable, right? Wafting. We'll take a
Not
break.
Not as bad as a pineapple.
Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who is looking for? And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. I still use a toaster I won in a World War II raffle. Of all the countries, Mexico makes the best jumping bean. I really don't mind the masculine woman. Hey, what's the deal with trees? I miss bellboys. I like sticky things. The grocery store clerk won't make eye contact with me. God, I miss the sound of manual typewriters, but not the taste. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS Bonus Show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Bonus Packages.
There's a lot of holes in the internet, and a lot of podcasts are buried in those holes. Perkins, Coachella, Freights, all buried. You got to do it right. I mean, you got to have the hole already dug before you show up with a download on your iPhone. Otherwise, you're talking about a half hour, 45 minutes worth of listening. And who knows who's going to come along in that time. And whoever shows, they're going to all have podcasts too. Pretty soon, you got to dig a few more holes. You could be out there all night. Luckily, with the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, you only need 1 hour total and only two holes. Your ear holes. In your head, dummy. We're listening. Charlie M! Just click the Bonus Show banner on our website. It's easy. It's easy, Henry. I think you'll fold under questioning. The Bonus Show banner, it's on our website. Easy. You won't even need to give us any names. Just your own. So you can download the show. With the TMOS Bonus Show, the cardinal rule is to keep them...
Oh, now I got to switch to
It's a different choice. Yeah, different voice.
TMOS Bonus Show, the cardinal rule is to keep them listening and keep them coming back. The longer they listen, the more they laugh. With the jokes and the yelling and the cussing and the arguing, in the end, they get it all. There are three ways of doing things around here. The right way, the wrong way, and the way that I do it. You understand? So be like me. Buy the Bonus Show, available at MikeOMaraShow.com. And make sure to put an equal amount of berries into each muffin. Didn't I tell you to do it? Didn't I tell you? Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio book. Rob Spiewak, take it away. Thank you.
Two different voices in that spot.
Yeah, you switch gears on me there. Happy talk.
Happy talking. So if you stick around long enough, sometimes things come back and reward you. Take Billy Idol. Hasn't had a hit record in a million years, right?
Wow, a voice from the past.
Mm. But there's a new campaign in New York City that if you're going to have your car waiting, don't let it idle. It makes pollution. It burns gas. So they have an anti-idle campaign. So who do they hire to voice it?
Hey, you. Billy Idol here to remind you, if you're not driving, shut your damn engine off. Billy never idles, so why should you? Shut it off. Learn more at BillyNeverIdles.nyc.
Billy Idol, now 110 years old.
Yeah, and that just does not sound motivated.
No,
does
it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
Oh,
it doesn't.
Oh, boy.
A manager made me do this.
So that was a lucky break. That was a lucky break for Billy Idol. Now, another guy from a similar era of pop music, Mike, remember Aaron Carter?
Yeah.
Aaron Carter.
Nick Carter's younger brother.
Backstreet Boy, Nick Carter's little brother. He released a video, or one of his people released a video to social media over the weekend in which he was going through a drive-thru. It didn't look like a McDonald's, but it was a drive-thru restaurant. And he tried to give a piece of his merchandise to the lady at the drive-thru window. Not everyone remembers the 80s.
I'm Aaron Carter, the singer. This is my merch. It's free.
Oh, thanks.
Look it up on AaronCarter.com.
Do you know who Aaron Carter is?
You know?
Yo, sing her the candy song.
I want candy? I ain't singing I want candy.
You never heard of I Want Candy?
You heard of the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like them? Give me my sweater back.
Give me my sweater back. And it's early in March, but I'm ready to award this month's Florida Guy of the Year. I'm going to go ahead and give it. He's in contention. He definitely gets it for the month and probably for the year. Month,
but he might be in contention for the year.
Because he was being belligerent and threatening cops because they took him down for drinking moonshine. This is my favorite sound. It comes from Florida. A man getting tased and his reaction to it. His name, Rick Lee Miller.
Get down. Put your hands behind your back.
I want all your names.
Stop.
Protect my cowboy hat. Am I going to jail?
Protect my cowboy hat. But the sound, nothing quite like the sound of a taser.
Doesn't sound like he's all that fazed.
I want all your names.
Stop.
Protect my cowboy hat. Am I going to jail?
Yes.
Must be good shine. That must be really good shine. He's not even, he doesn't even scream. No,
and he still can think about how sentimental his cowboy hat is for him, right? Yeah.
It's a beautiful hat.
Very cool.
Did you see the guy last week that had a small viral video where he said, if you imagine a grain of rice is worth $100,000, and he showed how much rice would be $1 billion. And it was mind-blowing. Because, I mean, if you think of a grain of rice, that's tiny.
He was breaking down Jeff Bezos' fortune.
That's the follow-up, and that's what I have for you today. He wanted to explain to you how much Jeff Bezos was worth.
Okay.
And if you have to imagine a single grain of rice as being worth $100,000, okay?
In my last video, I counted 10,000 grains of rice, where each grain of rice was $100,000. And that was to show you the scale of $1 billion. Well, a lot of you guys asked me, well, how much does Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos have in terms of rice?
Okay, so the moment you've been waiting for, 100K, 1 million, 1 billion, Jeff Bezos has 122 of these, or 58 pounds of rice, if each grain of rice was 100K.
58 pounds of rice.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It makes you think. Well, Jeff Bezos thought, what was that? Oh, no.
Oh, no, open it up, the sound.
My finger slipped. Sorry about that.
We were talking earlier about CBS and how they paid all that money to Tony Romo, right?
Right.
Well, I think the more I listen to this, Judge Judy is sort of getting edged out, although she's taking a positive spin on it. She announced that this will be the
lives down in this part of the world.
She does?
This will be the last season of Judge Judy after 25 years, but she's going on to do another show called Judy Justice. So listen to how
Judy Justice. Oh, see, they didn't pay her. That's what she's doing.
But there's even something a little more underhand. Listen to how she explains it. Although she keeps a positive spin, listen to what she says to Ellen.
I've had a 25-year long marriage with CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And CBS, I think, sort of felt they wanted to optimally utilize the repeats of my program. So what they decided to do was to sell a couple of years' worth of reruns.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not tired. So Judy Justice will be coming out.
What?
A year later. Judge Judy, you'll be able to see all new shows. The following couple of years, you should be able to catch all the reruns, and Judy Justice will be going elsewhere.
Judy,
isn't that fun?
Wow, so you chose...
So Judge Judy's
not going anywhere, right?
No, but it sounds to me like they were very carefully how they worded it. They said, we're not going to pay you for any more news shows, but we're going to show reruns for 2 years and goodbye. And then in 2 years, you can do what you want to. Classic CBS move
and
right there.
Exactly. And wrong person.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
That's what's going on with Judy Justice.
Judy Justice.
And Mike, when two, I will too.
Yeah.
But which haircut will she have?
Got to put it to the man. If watching her make someone else squirm in a suit, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, somehow when I hear Judy Justice, I picture somebody that should look like Harley Quinn.
Maybe that's the new look.
You know?
Like a super...
on Judge Judy.
I don't know.
No.
These knee socks don't fit.
Going on under that robe. Two of our favorite things, Mike. A howling husky, because a husky is a most vocal dog, and a laughing kid. How can you go wrong? Let's close with the kid that challenges the dog to howl.
That's the best.
By the way, that's the first case on Judy Justice, and that dog is guilty. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday. Oscar, welcome home.
Good to be back, man.
We got to get out of here. Tomorrow I will have a heart-tugging story.
Oh, good.
From the ballpark. Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely mind-opening for yours truly. And lots more fun, and maybe we'll talk more about the coronavirus. Or maybe we won't. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Welcome back from Maui. And man, oh man, I've been staring at this picture for the entire show. Just Shannon's drink. I want one.
Yeah.
Like right now. I might go get one. I might actually find it.
We don't have a problem.
I know. Not at all. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and Maddie Masiello, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
If elected mayor, my first act will be to kill the whole lot of you and burn your town to cinders.
Ah! I believe wet myself.
This is the lowest I've ever sunk, and I once made out with a blow-up doll.